Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a murder trial that is gripping the nation right now. Did South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh kill his wife and son?
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
Well, today the defense takes jurors on a field trip of sort, and let's take a closer live look on Newsline. Joining us live, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman. Ricky, great to have you here. I understand they're going to the crime scene. I've heard that that can be sort of a logistical nightmare. How rare is that?
Well, once upon a time, when there were more resources for courts, it was not so rare. These days, it is really very unusual. When I was practicing law, both as a prosecutor and as a defense lawyer, a long time ago, when you got to take a jury view, it really was to your advantage if you understood how to direct the juror's attention to what your theory of the case was. And I found it particularly when I was on the defense side that it was highly provocative. So what you can do in a situation like this, and you have wonderful lawyers in this case, is that they understand that they want the jurors to literally walk the property. They want the jurors to go into the kennels where Maggie Murdaugh was killed. They want the jurors to get into the feed room where Paul Murdaugh was killed. And what the defense can do is point to certain places, and all you can say is, I direct your attention to whatever it is. So it's a good move for the defense to try to say, this could not have happened to have one killer who got into the feed room, killed Paul, then was back into the kennel area, killed Maggie, got back all the way to his house within the timeline allowed.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you've got the prosecution that understands how tight that timeline is, which is their strong suit. So if a prosecutor knows how to do a view, they can turn the advantage to them.
Right. So for the defense to convince jurors that there were two shooters here, do they have to present names, other suspects, or not even do it? Just make the suggestion to create reasonable doubt?
Just make the suggestion to create reasonable doubt. Very well said, Bridget, because you have to remember, in order to convict or to acquit, for that matter, you would have to have a unanimous verdict of 12. But what the defense needs here in a case like this is it really only needs one in order to have a hung jury. And so they look to try to point the jury to reasonable doubt. And this is a case where the timeline is the strong suit of the prosecution. And ironically, the motive that the prosecution has not only suggested, but has pounded home over and over and over again, the motive is the weakest point. I mean, there's someone who has a lot of problems financially and is going to be exposed as a cheat, a liar, and an embezzler, decide that he's going to deflect attention from himself by killing his wife and son. That's a really difficult motive for someone to buy. And the prosecution did not have to do that.
Right.
So what you've got is you've got an opioid addict who's been an addict for over 20 years. Prosecution might have been better off just simply saying that this is someone who is a liar, a cheat, a fraud, and a terrible addict. And
right.
You have all of that. So he was capable of anything.
But right. Or the defense saying, look, he might have been all of those things, but being a bad guy doesn't make him capable of killing his own child in such a fashion. Ricky, before we go, how do you think Murdaugh did on the stand? Was it a good move getting him up there?
I think that they had no choice, and I say that as someone who never wanted to put a defendant on the stand in my years of practice, but they really had no choice because Murdaugh had to do two things. Number one, he had to deny that he committed either of these murders. He had to show in that denial how much he loved his wife and child. And second, he had to create, which apparently he did, telling the truth or another fabrication. He had to create what he was doing in those kennels if it wasn't killing his family, because he is caught on a video and you hear his voice very close in time to the murders.
Right. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Klima. Rick, I could talk about this all day long. This case is so fascinating. I hope we get the chance to talk about it again live here on Newsline. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Bridget.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.